Nate, for over 150 years, Kennelly has been an integral part of caring for vulnerable Tasmanian children. And to tell us a bit more, please welcome to the show the General Manager of Kennelly Kids. It's Andrea Sturges.
Andrea, welcome. Not many guests bring their own celebration, so there you go. Andrea, can you talk to us about Kennelly Kids for people who don't know what your organisation does?
Yeah, sure. I think probably to put it simply, we just help vulnerable families. We help families that are going through a tough time. We have a respite program where some of our respite carers help mums and dads out and grandmas when they've only got each other and they need someone else to give them to support. So when grandma goes to hospital or a young mum's taken to hospital, we help care for a kid in an emergency. But the most importantly, I wanted to talk to you today about the volunteers that we have that work for us, which are our foster carers.
Sure.
And look, I wanted to reach out to your listeners probably because the serious nature of the work that I do, often your show in the morning puts a smile on my face, and sometimes it's hard to have that when you work in this kind of work. So thank you for the hard work you do.
Oh, thank you, Andrea.
And I wanted to talk to your listeners and ask them, could they open their heart and their homes? You know, you can do it just one weekend every now and again, as suits your family. Or if you're looking to provide care to a child who is vulnerable and has nowhere to go, then please give us a call. There are 1,220 young people in Tasmania in state foster care. When a population of only 500,000 exists, that's a lot of kids. And it's a tough job, but we give you all the support you need. You can be a single guy like you two. You can be a same-sex couple. You can be people that are studying. You can be older people. Everyone needs nannies and pops in their life. You can be a large or a small family raising your own children. And just have space in your heart and home for a child, because I think... doesn't every kid deserve to be loved?
Well, absolutely. And how important is it for a child to have a loving home to go back to after school or after childcare or whatever they happen to be doing in their day?
It is everything. And, you know, one of the competitions, an art competition we ran, what was amazing was what we saw. The kids had to take photos of things that were important to them. A bit like you guys, they took photos of the food in the fridge. They thought about food a lot, but also animals and also their bedroom and their space and that sense of feeling safe and loved and someone really caring about what happened in your day. Most often some of these kids are growing up almost parenting their siblings because mum and dad are absent. They may be present, but they're not there for them. And so it makes it really challenging for them to actually get to have a childhood. So being a foster carer is one of the biggest, best things you could ever do.
Well, Andrew, can I ask you about that? You know, you're putting the call out to our listeners, and I think you just said there that it could be just one weekend or whatever. So people listening to the show, how do they go about that? How do they get in contact? Do they need to meet a criteria? What's the process?
Yeah. So as I said, we're open to all people, all ages and stages of life. We want you to give us a call on 6107 9312. That's 6107 9312. Or flick us an email at together@kennellykids.org.au. Our training takes two weekends in a row, and you also have an assessment that a social worker does with you one-on-one to talk through what your sense of childhood was, to talk through the grief and loss you faced as an individual. Because if you think about it, kids coming into care grieve for their family. No matter how abusive sometimes that home family can be, they crave being with their siblings. Sometimes they're split. And we give you training in understanding trauma for children so that it's easier for you to respond in a way that makes them feel loved and cared about. If you, you know, are willing to talk to us and talk to us about your childhood, it actually helps us to understand how you would respond in a time of stress. And I don't know about you, but when I get stressed and upset and when I had little kids, I would sometimes my mother would come out of my mouth. she would just, you know, arrive and say, "Sweet Jesus." when I get stressed, I say, "Sweet Jesus," and my mother leaps out. Now, if your mum's been a really nurturing person, that's awesome. But if she's only ever known ridicule and criticism, then it's likely that's the sort of parenting you've been having. So we help our carers to just embrace responding in a really repair-centered way for kids, because quite often when you know, they are upset, those big emotions, no one's ever taught them to respond and no one's ever given them empathy.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, General Manager of Kennerley Kids. And of course, if you need immediate support, Lifeline, of course, is always available 24/7, the number 13 11 14. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
On you, boys. See you. Bye.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.